Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back, and want to remind all the veterans our sale is still on to midnight for our veterans, by the way. First degree relatives count, daughters, sons. Those who support our veterans, you can get the 7% sale, but you got to put the code in, check code called VETERAN, V-E-T-E-R-A-N. Next big sale comes up next week, and it's going to last a whole week. It is our Thanksgiving sale, and we want to make people understand, if before you get the sale, try to get an email to me so we know what products, what nutraceuticals are going to work, what kinds of tests you can do with your doctor, and what kind of tests you need to do, in addition with functional medicine testing kits I can send you. We have Lowell Ponte on usually every week, and he covers a lot of very deep topics. I consider him one of the wise men, not just of America, but the world, which is why I strongly support him in every way. I think Lowell has an interesting take on everything, and he has a dry enough sense of humor, he could qualify as a stand-up comedian easily.
Martini.
And of course, you co-write articles with Craig Smith, who's actually a billionaire involved in the financial markets. So you deal with science writing, financial writing, dealing with geopolitical issues. The article that you talked about first, there's a couple here, is Taxing America's Future and Yours by Lowell Ponte. So, Lowell, I looked at the two dogs they have in the race here for our so-called tax bill. Both of them are dogs that have got, look kind of mangy, but we need to get tax reform in, but certainly it appears to me the upper middle class, which I'm a member of, and if you don't have enough money, you can't do what we do. I mean, when I talk to people, they think, well, if somebody just, they pay you for doing your radio, I say, are you crazy? Do you have any idea how expensive it is for us to put on these broadcasts at your benefit at no cost, so you don't have to pay a membership or pay for, you know, a subscription and so on? Do you have any idea how much work it takes to do what I do every day, to consult and talk to doctors and write papers and do all kinds of research? And most of it is free. We're doing it because it's a service, but you have to understand it takes a bit of money. And the problem is that the tax bills they have for TITOC states like here, California or New York State, are going to hurt people like me and many others that have the money to actually hire people and start business. So I'm kind of upset by the so-called tax bill. While there's people that are involved with the commodities markets can only going to pay 20%. They're not going to get rid of that. They're bringing repatriating billions of dollars, and they're trying to get them in at 10% or whatever rate, trillions of dollars. It's like Robin Hood. They're going to rob from the people who could create business to actually give to people a few thousand dollars to the middle class, which I think is a good thing to do, but everybody should get a benefit, especially those that can actually create business. Small and medium business people, we're not rolling. In fact, we're basically, as Michelle said on Friday, we're often in the red, just trying to tread water to make sure we can provide the nutraceuticals and the technology for you and do all these shows and podcasts and have all these computers and services like, you know, Vimeo and Livestream. This costs money. And if we weren't able to make money because we're being taxed to death, it can put a lot of people out of business or basically shove them right out of their home, especially if you can't write off your mortgage interest or your state taxes. So I'm a little disturbed by what both of these houses are talking about. To me, it looks a little bit it's, you know, it's like, you know, they're trying to make you decide which dog do you want. Do you want this mangy dog or that mangy dog? What do you think?
Well, I mean, let's remember the real message of Robin Hood. Who was the villain in Robin Hood? He was the king and the king's sheriff. In other words, the government. That was the real villain. That was
right.
The one who was robbing the poor and making themselves rich by doing so. And that's
right.
Still the case. I mean, that's what taxes are, a form of robbery by the government on the rest of us.
Well, it was supposed to only be temporary. I remember when the laws came in 1913 to literally pay for the war, it was only the War Reparations and Payment Act. There was no taxes before the First World War. And these things stayed after the First World War. Certainly didn't help the economy because in the mid-1920s, literally less than 10 years later, you know, or 15 years later, they had the crash of 1929. And people don't know what caused 1929. 1929, my grandfather back 55 years ago explained to me in terms when I was a teenager, that the big banks pulled the markers on the little banks. Part of it was precipitated by the Japanese pulling back money that they had reinvested to rebuild their country after major superquake struck Japan in the late 1920s. But we have to understand it's when the big super banks literally try to consume the little banks, the mom-and-pop banks, which is what we're seeing with globalism. And we see this since 2008, you know, the movie The Big Short. They had a run of about 4 or 5 minutes. They said, and everybody went to jail, and these things happened, and they fixed it and said, not. Remember that in the movie The Big Short? None of these things structurally have been fixed. So we're sitting on a powder keg of economic chaos with the bond market, the commercial real estate situation, and the fact that if we don't get tax reform, we're probably going to have a depression next year. This is not just going to be a recession, it's going to be depression. And the fact is, this tax bill needs to be revised to the point where it's not taking from the upper middle class. They need to get rid of these bond market manipulators and take away their 20% special rate. But everybody needs to get a tax break here. This is ridiculous. And the government is like this monster that once you get an entitlement, they get so much money, every year it has to grow. They never get a thing, we don't need so much money in this department or that department. I guarantee you a third of the money the federal government spends, we're not talking about the military, and even when they do it in the military, they give the military equipment they don't need or want. They don't give level 3 body armor to our troops. They don't have the proper material where the generals say, I need this kind of material, tank or ship or whatever. They let the providers and the politicians decide what equipment we're going to give the military. That's craziness, isn't it?
Well, the first rule of budgeting, which comes up every October for the government, is how can we avoid having any money left over? I mean, October is Christmas for the government in that departments are told, oh, we have an extra $1 million. Go out and spend right now. Because at the end of the year, we don't want to have excess money. That will tempt them to cut our money and give it to somebody else next year.
Oh, my.
So we have to use every penny we've gotten our meat hooks into and need more. And
I heard something really bad just yesterday. I'm watching Maria Bartiromo. She's one of the most brilliant people on Fox News and actually tells the truth. And one of the things that one of the guests that she had on said, if we don't get this tax reform bill in, and of course Obama really screwed up the military by sequestering it and destroying departments. That's why we have these naval crashes and crashed aircraft and people not enough airtime, so they have accidents and pilots die. But the amount of budget that they've literally tried will decrease by $100 billion, and this will really harm our military. Our military is not being rebuilt. If you don't have a strong military, you can't negotiate from a position of strength. And that includes either the possibility of a two-front war or the attack against North Korea. If we're not prepared to deal with this, like putting up missile defense to make sure we have true missile defense systems, which they've underfunded for 30 years since Ronald Reagan, putting up proper training so that the pilots have enough training time so they don't have crashes. Like there's so many naval crashes and airplane crashes and pilots lost. I just saw another one yesterday who died, probably because he didn't get enough airtime or enough mechanics trained, and the pilots are leaving from the Air Force and going into commercial airliners because they've got more normal schedules and better pay. This is craziness that we think we can have policies to deal with North Korea or Russia or anybody else, like China, which is a real big threat, when we're not putting money into our military. And we have to make sure that the military decides what they want, not wasting money, which they always do, or getting the wrong equipment. It's craziness. For example, years ago, and I talked about this on the show about 6-7 years ago, I had experts on talking about we have to stop building aircraft carriers and build fast, smaller ships, including robot ships. And we have to have better weaponized systems, whether it's laser systems or missile defense systems that totally are better than the Oerlikon system that hit missiles with high-speed bullets. The way we're deploying our money in our military is nuts. And the military doesn't get to drive this thing. It's these damn politicians and these special interests, isn't it?
Of course. Now, I remember a New Yorker cartoon that had two military people praising a picture and saying, at last, the perfect military system. And you look closely at the picture, and every piece of the new military plane has some congressional district specified by it. In other words, you allocate the contracts out in such a way that you buy the votes of the congressmen needed to approve the system.
Right, so they need to make one
more
part
someplace. You're not trying to build the best weapon. You're trying to build a weapon that is most politically viable.
In other words, it's a politically viable weapon system like the Joint Strike Fighter. I talked to one of the engineers designing it over 15 years ago in Colorado. Holy cripes. His comments about how the government was pushing this design, which is going to be like a dinosaur and an elephant, it's crazy stuff.
CookBacon.com.
And we're back. So, a prescription for America. Number one, I think that this has a little bit more chance than the health care bill, but not a lot. I think that they need to clean things up to the point where they're not going to tick off some Donald Trump and Republican support voters. I think that Trump needs to take a positive action to support Trump supporting Republican candidates and knock off people like McConnell, who's a called disgusting mess. This monster attacking Roy Moore based on rumor is out of his control, and you can tell the when they get rid of Luther Strange. I mean, this is McConnell's chief candidate. He even tried to call a marker and get Donald Trump to support Luther Strange. Now, he had a good name. This guy is a swamp monster. He's been a person that's been a lobbyist for 20 years. He's not clean. He claimed to be was going to be a supporter of Donald Trump, so McConnell, of course, is always calling in markers like, McConnell's wife is actually on Donald Trump's so-called committee, Lorraine Chow. So what people need to start understanding here is the dirty politics of McConnell, he needs to go. Ryan, he needs to go. We need these Ryan Republicans cleaned out in 2018, and maybe then the last 2 years of the Trump administration can get things done. I'm not super hopeful if they don't get rid of some of these noxious parts that are not going to knock off a number of congressmen and senators just for sticking it to their own constituents over rising taxes. You can't say you got a tax relief bill and then it increases your taxes for a good segment of supporters of the GOP. You can't. And you certainly can't give giant benefits. If you look at the total markup by the government, it says $900 billion to $950 billion of this $1.5 billion, trillion dollars over 10 years is going to be benefit to transnational super corporations. This is not going to small and medium business. It's not going to the average taxpayer. It's going to megacorps. That's not reasonable either, is it?
No, well, the Republican leadership is just as globalist by and large as the Democratic leadership. I mean, they're committed to a totally different agenda from Trump's national greatness agenda.
And by the way, under Trump, they're about to do what's called the Amazon Amendment for procurement. So Amazon will get a special backdoor to actually have all government workers, which is a contract of $58 billion per year, that Amazon will have a first shot at getting people ordering their pens and sticky notes and everything else from Amazon. So this makes Amazon, the monster of Amazon, even bigger. Now, Amazon should have cross competition so that small and medium businesses or mom and pop, say, furniture stores in Missouri can compete by logging on to a major, I call, super website so they can manufacture in American-based places and ship it everywhere. So we need to have artificial intelligence for product searches. We need to have a special shipping system set up, maybe with the U.S. Postal Service or UPS. But what we need to do is we need to make alternatives to Amazon, and many corporations are going to chew away at them. Walmart, with Jet.com and many other corporations that handle dog food or other niche markets, because Amazon's getting too damn big, and these people, their worldview of Amazon and other people, even, for example, Peter Thiel. And I know Peter Thiel is very much pushing blockchain and Bitcoin and all these other cryptocurrencies. That makes me very concerned because AI is tied directly to blockchain and cryptocurrencies, isn't it?
Of course. And you notice New Zealand has just said they don't want people following Peter Thiel's example and buying a $10.5 million home in New Zealand.
Well, the new prime minister there, I talked to Jonathan Gray, who actually is on our show every 2 weeks, and he said the new prime minister is trying to pass an edict or a law that you can't buy property, you can rent down there, but you can't buy anymore if you're not a New Zealander. So they're trying to block the people turning it into what they call Apocalypse Island, which is what New Zealand's becoming for the mega billionaires like Peter Thiel's and so on, who already bought a giant property.
By the way, Amazon, let's not forget, Jeff Bezos, the creator of Amazon, also owns the Washington Post. And which newspaper was it that broke these surreal stories about Mr. Moore
right.
in Alabama? Why the Washington Post?
Well, I'll give you an example of AI. The situation happened, people don't know, have you ever heard of a thing called Palantir? And artificial intelligence. You know where the main Palantir setup was? Saudi Arabia. Right around the time, by the way, just before this new prince rose to power. And what people don't understand is blockchain has risen from 6 cents if you invested 7 years ago, $7,000 now. That's because it's into the dark internet and controlled everything. In fact, a month ago, I posted up an article by a lady, a financier in Arizona, that exposed the Chinese communist government set up a blockchain commoditization of everything on the earth from. And by the way, if you're an American, you couldn't invest. But this involved Texas land to tea to God knows what, steel, copper, anything you can imagine. They wanted to literally commoditize it. People need to know they're actually inserting this into the system to make it part of the matrix. And people don't know that what's going on here. And by the way, Donald Trump, either overtly or inadvertently, is contributing to this because this tax plan is going to contribute to the transnational corporations taking over everything, and the governments will become completely irrelevant. Elected officials will be completely irrelevant. If people like Bezos, they can do this, or an AI system, which is an autonomous brain, can say, hey, FBI officers, start shooting citizens down in this, you know, in this area, and they can do it, because we know there's a lot of anomalies about this Mandalay Bay massacre that doesn't at all make sense, unless you know that Mr. Paddock, I call Mr. Patsy, was involved as a gun runner for ISIS. We have lots of evidence for that now. We have lots of evidence there was more than one shooter, including forensics, that shows there was a shooting half the distance, which is windows, which I have classified sources that sent me the actual pictures from fourth floor windows in the Mandalay Bay Hotel complex, where the forensics shows that's where the bullets came from, not from his room. So we need to understand what's going on here. It's got a financial side, it's got an AI side, it's got a terrorism side, but ultimately it's total control. And so when you're connecting all the dots here, you have to understand that when you see this tax plan, it's just another step in the way toward a total global control over us. Not just America, but the worldwide, isn't it?
And of course, the dots have been being laid down for a long time. 1913, for example, the advent of the Federal Reserve after two Republicans
right.
fought it out and led to the election of Woodrow Wilson, a progressive Democrat, who authorized the creation of the Fed, supposedly to get politics out of control of our money supply.
Right. And Mandel House was one of the guys. The Vice President Mandel House was directly involved with that. Set up they call the creature from Jekyll Island, which is off
right.
of South Carolina.
Wonderful.
And people, we've had G. Edward Griffiths, who's the author of that book, on specifically talking about it. When you read this, it's like out of a science fiction novel. It's like, oh my God, this really happened, and we're still stuck with this mess. By the way, the Federal Reserve System here is just a branch of the European Federal Reserve System, where the Queen of the Netherlands is still the overlord of the so-called Federal Reserve System, and the Federal Reserve System is under the auspices and control of the Vatican. People don't know this, do they?
Well, nor do they know that Alexander Hamilton is not this wonderful hero. Alexander Hamilton was the great hero of having a central bank tied with the European banks like that.
Exactly.
And so I mean, Alexander Hamilton is the founding father of our national debt, is what he
right.
is. He was also deeply anti-immigrant. That's another topic. He was also involved in slave owning. That's another topic. In other words, he's not the hero of the musical playing
right.
on Broadway. But the Federal Reserve, if you look at its enabling legislation, it's mainly authorized to create an elastic currency. Well, that elastic currency has been so politicized or depoliticized now that your dollar today is worth about 2 pennies of a 1913 dollar. They've robbed Americans more than
2 pennies. Wow. Amazing.
And I walked through the tunnels myself and saw them. And we're back. What I see happening is it doesn't matter if it's Democrats or Republicans. Even under the Trump administration, I see the new FBI director not wanting to use what I call balanced metadata. He said he's going to use balanced metadata. I don't see the seamlessness between different department agencies. Metadata should have been used to stop Mr. Paddock. It should have been used to stop this idiot that started shooting up that church back in Texas. Metadata should have been used by, I call, mental health, which they should have a national database for not a database for stopping people that are on a prescription drug or buying all kinds of bomb materials. But the same thing on the other side, we see we're now being more and more invaded. I can't tell you how many times my wife Michelle said her phone in the last week or so, she gets these stupid calls. We're all being stuck in a deeper and deeper part of the matrix, and this new tax bill and the new currencies like Bitcoin and 100 other cryptocurrencies makes me very, very concerned.
They will legalize cryptocurrencies as soon as the government finds a way to absolutely control it. They almost absolutely control it now, but they will find a way to go that next step. And this all began with the Fed, as we were discussing, because that was the beginning of a pattern of taking real money that was global money, which is to say gold and silver. It was no longer controllable by the government, that in fact controlled the government, because the government could only spend so much.
Yeah, but the AI system is so big now with blockchain, because we have to understand what a blockchain is. The history of the actual blockchain itself determines what it is. So it's a longer and longer chain of numbers that tells you where it's been. It's almost like a trail of, you, let's say you had a cop with one of those automatic video recorders on him 24/7, and you can know whether he's gone to the bathroom, he's gone to a certain site, GPS coordinates. It tells you everything that that cop has done. Well, the currency the same way. Now, well, I'll tell you where the control will come in with governments, and it won't just be a national government. It'll be tying it to the government, to your biometrics, which is why it's very concerning after Mandalay Bay and the disasters in New York and elsewhere. What they want to have is terahertz scanners everywhere. Now, the best way to determine if your biometric isn't just your facial scanner like this new iPhone 10, which, by the way, they've been able to hack into it last week so they can hack into the software, is terahertz scanners that can fly over your home half a mile and tell if you're in your bedroom or on your toilet. It's terahertz scanners that can catch you in a vehicle driving at 70 miles an hour on the freeway and determine who you are and what seat you're in, the driver's seat or a back seat in the second row. That's what's concerning. It's concerning that even access to public buildings, federal buildings and so on, will require an iris scan, digital fingerprints, and a facial scan. That's coming. You won't be able to go to the Mall of the Americas. This guy went into a knife attack in a Macy's mall. What's going to happen? All the major malls and public stadia or public places like an open marketplace like, let's say, the streets of Las Vegas, you're going to have drones everywhere scanning everybody. And they now have AI drones. And the police are saying they're deploying them now so they can tell inside a vehicle. They do a facial scan on you and so on, just like the movie that came out in 2016, January, in Tehran, where these giant robots are walking around doing facial scan and determining who you are, if you're an enemy or not an enemy, and they're autonomous. They're actually, even the robot manufacturers are calling to ban autonomous killer robots, because people don't realize these things can be weaponized, whether they're drones or robots, and they can kill your butt just because they don't like your facial scan or you're on some database. People said, no, that can't happen. I said, let me tell you, the future is very dark if we don't let it, we go down that road. And the road that Donald Trump is on, even to, quote, make us safer without using proper balanced use of the data, is a dark road, isn't it?
Oh, sure. And the book of Revelation tells us that you will receive the mark of the beast, probably in an injected computer chip, that will, without which you will not be able to buy or sell.
You don't even need to be plunged
into what they call a cashless society.
There's three different qualifications for that mark, and I'll go over this because I'd like to qualify that. You can have a chip, and the chip has to talk as only as a reader distance of around a few feet to smart dust, which is in wall jams and on the roadways and everywhere. Or number two, they can just pick you up with a terrorist bone scan, then validate with your fingerprints, iris scan, or facial scan. So there'll be multiple layers of this. And the other one is a DNA biochip. I've been to Affymetrix in Chicago and Oak Ridge National Lab in 1999. I actually visited all these facilities, and it was a 42% chip. They can tell who you are with an endonuclease and a laptop on a little micro drop, just a micro drop of your blood, so small they can hardly see it, and tell who you are, even your tissue type, in less than 5 minutes. Okay? And they were trying to cut the cost down to under 6 cents. That was back in 1999. That's 18 years ago. So you have to understand, we're so freaking close to the Matrix, people don't understand it. And Donald Trump is not stopping it. If anything, to be honest with you, he's a distraction, isn't he?
Well, he's a kind of last gasp to save us, in a way.
Yeah, but the gasp was basically they're trying to make people feel okay while the Matrix is still happening. In fact, some of the things he's doing should be done in a more balanced way so we are safer, but without invading our privacy and taking control of us. But Bitcoin should be outlawed, and all these cryptocurrencies, number one. They should get back to a gold standard behind the dollar. They should stop this idea of trying to have a balanced thing, Senate rules about the budget. If you expand the economy, you can pay for everything. We also have to get rid of this system where the congressmen and senators try to build a plane with parts from every different jurisdiction in the country. This is not a military that's properly being armed for a conflict. It's just a political way of spending money and saying you're helping the military when the military are not asking for this equipment. It's ridiculous.
Well, sure. There are two templates. One is George Orwell's 1984. The other is Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. In 1984, you're coercing people. You're controlling them by making them believe we're at constant war with someone else. And history must constantly be rewritten so that Big Brother is never wrong and Big Brother watches you on a view screen all the time. In Brave New World by Aldous Huxley, we have a world controlled by drugs. We have a world in which people are sprayed down with soma, and the soma makes them forget any opposition to the government. They've been programmed virtually as infants in utero to think the right thoughts, to follow, to obey the right slogans, and so on. And they're entertained. They're entertained with the feelies. They're entertained with a great deal of sex. They're entertained by constantly having drugs, just as so many Americans are now on opioids, most of them from China.
But the most dangerous drug isn't even opioid or superopioid, like the carfentanil. You know what the most dangerous drug is? It's interfaced with the cybernet, what I call the supernet. 5 to 7 years now, the cell phone companies are saying they're going to tell your kids, Mommy, I want for Christmas to have a brain interface chip, so or just a helmet. This Christmas, you can order what's called two different companies, one called a Halo. They can actually interface you, so if you have an MD Athlon custom computer like mine, or the 32-bit, and by next year, 64-bit chip, it's fast enough to actually interface your brain with the computer. Now, once they make that bidirectional, and by the way, I'm producing in my lecture, I'm warning people in Las Vegas, my lecture in four weeks now, exactly the technology that I'm presenting in the quantum physics and quantum fuzzy logic parallel processing mathematics, not only the key to human aging and disease, which is based on quantum physics and quantum parallel processing, fuzzy logic, nonlinear mathematics, the same technology that can create artificial intelligence. These guys are playing around with the edges of AI. They don't know how to do it. I do, and I'm going to warn people exactly what the hell they're up to and why it's so damn dangerous and why an AI system will eventually try to get rid of humanity. You do not want to build a super cyber god that basically thinks of us, humanity, as an irritant. That's a bad idea.
Okay? A very bad idea.
And that's what's coming.
But in the meanwhile,
and even Elon Musk warned us of that. Even Elon Musk, who owns PayPal, warned us. This guy's a 200 IQ. He's not an idiot. And he's warning us that creating AI is worse than creating nuclear weapons.
Sure, and we had one of the founders of Facebook this week say, we deliberately designed this thing so that it had the effect of addicting our children.
I saw that guy.
And
he made a billionaire.
And we don't even know what this will ultimately do to our kids, he said.
But then he came up with a comment, I'm going to get better health care. I'm going to be like a cyber god and live 160 years. Ha, ha, ha. I'm thinking, oh, my God, I have a psychopathic, narcissistic maniac who wants extended lifespan and to merge with technology. They have genetic and cybernetic enhancement for life extension. And I've talked to my colleague, Dr. Ron Klatz, who developed and started the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine 25 years ago. And I'm going to the Academy meeting this year to talk about it. I'm actually the moderator for the whole afternoon on Saturday, the 16th of December. People are nuts. There's one facility just in Bahrain that wants to spend $1 billion on stem cell cloning and life extension. And they want me to be one of their consultants.
Can move your brain from one body to another. What's 160 years? Nothing.
Exactly. Scary, crazy stuff. You don't think it can happen? Sorry. Welcome back. So, we're trying to collect more and more wise people. I consider you, Lowell, one of the most wise people I've ever met. And you have an understanding of the spiritual side, the geopolitical, financial side. We're coming up to a crux. People want to always try to pigeonhole and figure out what box they want to put you in. I'm a strong Hebrew Christian. The best way to describe it would be a Hebrew Christian believer. I don't like to use the word Christian because the word Christian was developed by Domitian as a curse of your little anointed one too. So we're going to throw you to the lion just like Jesus was sacrificed on the cross, right? Or the stake, as some people try to talk about it. But I think what people need to understand, the worst thing is it's a famine of the speaking of truth. The truth isn't just the Bible, which, by the way, people need to read, but it's us, the believers who have a portion of God and the will of God in us. We are, like you are and I am, part of the word that literally is the famine of. And what I see coming is a famine of us ability to be able to broadcast on television, radio, even on the internet. For example, how many people have been shut off of YouTube just because they say things that irritate the cyber gods like Peter Thiel or the people that run the Facebook and so on? And these cyber monsters basically are going to decide in the Institute of Wisdom or the Institute of Truth, which I think is a 1984 comment, what they call the Institute of Truth, that what is truth and what's not truth. That's why we have to understand that right now we're entering into a world where they can create false faces, false voices, they can put a different face in a body, they can do all kinds of horrendous things. So it's very hard for people like that. What do they call that? They call the Mandela effect. Have you heard about that craziness about Mandela? Where they literally think somehow there's been a shift in the nature of reality itself, so you can't even trust reality based on history you've known and have known for decades. Craziness, isn't it?
Well, that's part of the essence of radicalization. They superimpose onto people, hypnotically or however you wish to describe it, an alternative reality in which so much is reversed. This is, in fact, what the Ministry of Truth in Orwell's 1984 was all about.
Right.
To teach people that love is hate, that truth is falsehood, that war is peace, and so on. And so you reverse most. Well, I mean, look, did you think you'd live in an age where Boy Scouts were considered sinful and horrible, but the people Boy Scouts might morally condemn are considered virtuous and good? I mean,
yeah.
We've seen an inversion of values in this society.
Well, I see everything is called a bass ackwards. It really is. And it's the same thing with the medical system. As an honest person, as a naive person that asked questions and had a high enough IQ to ask questions that would shock everybody right from the time I was spawned, not born, and died at birth, I can tell you, right through school, university, medical school, residency, and afterward, all I've received is persecution from my so-called colleagues, family, friends, etc., because they don't want people asking tough questions, seeking the truth. Truth tellers be damned is what we have in our society. And that's why we have right now a famine of the word that's really going to get bad in the next few years. When we see cyber control like Facebook, Twitter, and so on even controlling elections, and we see politicians like Mitch McConnell making these statements with no basis on fact, acting as judge and jury, this is over the top. And now we're at the point where we now have at least got enough truth out that Donald Trump got elected. I think it's the last gap of the population having any kind of control of the media. We should have direct democracy. No elected official should vote on anything unless the public votes on a bill with 10 pages written at a grade 8 or 9 level with one subject, one object, and nothing attached to it. But we don't have that. What we have is all these pork barrel bills. It's the pork system. That's why people like little piggies like McConnell want to stay at the trough. They don't want to be in power. They just want to be piggies at the trough, like all these other politicians, isn't it?
Yeah, at American Thinker a few days ago, I did a piece questioning from Don Brazil's revelations about how the election had been stolen from Bernie Sanders and the Democratic Party had rigged that whole primary process. The question is the so-called Democratic Party really democratic, or is it anti-democratic? And I make the argument that if we believe in truth in labeling in this society, if a commercial product can't use a false name for what it's offering, for example, then it should be required to change. I think the Democratic Party shouldn't be allowed to use the name Democratic because of all the policies.
I'd say they call them the demon rats. But the fact is the same with the Rhino Republicans. Look at George Bush Jr. and Sr. These are criminals. George Bush Jr. and Sr.'s father was actually collaborating with the banks to actually set up Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was set up by the banks so that we have an oppositional thing, just like we brought nuclear technology to Russia, even flew technology through Alaska, and nuclear materials we even got in a deal with the Germans when they were losing the war because we choked them off and they couldn't even make enough fuel from coal, and they were starving to death, including all the so-called death camps. Most of those people didn't die of disease, they died of starvation. Okay.
Yeah, and of course, what I'm saying is the Democratic Party doesn't believe in democracy. The Republican Party doesn't defend the Republic. They're both engaged in an Orwellian exercise of using exactly false names.
But they want to pretend that they're governing when they're not governing anything. In fact, when this AI system comes into full play, which can happen very soon, we're in a situation now where the AI system will determine who controls and what really happens, and the dance that people, politicians like even Donald Trump does becomes irrelevant. And I think this is our last chance. This Trump first administration now in 2020, if there's a second one, this is the last chance for the world, not just for America. So if you're listening in South Africa or China or elsewhere, your own country is not going to save your butt. It's a righteous Judeo-Christian America that's going to save the world. It's not going to be you. It's going to be Judeo-Christian America, and believe it or not, it's a real hell, Israel. Our two nations are the only stumbling block for the New World Order taking over the entire planet. That's it.
And Craig Smith and I write about that in our latest book, Money, Morality of the Machine, and then we give the book away to audiences like yours.
Now, there's some corrupt people inside Israel. That's why I call it the real hell. We have a globalist member of the globalist organizations, Bibi Netanyahu and Lieberman. Netanyahu has been a member of the globalist organizations for three decades. These aren't necessarily good people, but the nation state itself, the very fact it exists, just like the fact we have an ally in the Middle East, in Israel, we can't abandon them even if they're screwed up, just like having a bad relative is a little manic depressive. The fact is America, though, is off track, and coming back on track with Trump. There's a lot of people hate him because he does stupid things in his tweets. So he says, because you call me old, I'm not going to call you fat or short, to Kim Jong. He's setting up Kim Jong to say, if you don't come to the table and make a deal with me, I'm going to decapitate your regime with a nuclear attack. And to hell with China, because if China tries to stop us, Japan will nuke every city in China. The Chinese don't get this yet, do they? If you're listening in China, translate it into Cantonese, because you idiots in China are basically facing maybe one of the last years that you will actually exist. Because if you stop America decapitating North Korea when they can strike New York City or hit us with an EMP weapon, you're facing the end of your nation. And all your dragon cities along the coast that make all these products to sell, Tesco, Walmart, and et cetera, are going to disappear in a cloud of nuclear dust.
Yeah, we go into a lot of this in Money, Morality of the Machine. And by the way, if your listeners would like a copy, absolutely free and postpaid, won't cost you a penny, they just need to call 800-630-1492. That's yes, it's the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue, as a politically incorrect person. 800-630-1492, and you can get the 250-page book for free.
If you go to Drudge, you can find the Chinese have announced they have a high-speed nuclear-capable air aircraft that can deliver nuclear weapons at 7,368 miles per hour. Damn it. Now, the Chinese are getting ready with these nuclearized islands. They're literally letting North Korea go crazy. They're spreading the technology to Iran and who knows what other nations, including Venezuela. They're getting ready to put the JAWS. They have this document that Xi has qualified, China 2025, which means in literally 7 years, right? 7 years, they want China to be the prescient controller of the whole planet through the New World Order. That's how crazy this is. And China is basically, they're trying to wrestle the situation, and it's going to result in their doom. They don't understand this, do they?
No, and don't be surprised if near the end of the year they release the Chinese petro-yuan currency, possibly backed by gold. But
right,
it will challenge America as the world reserve currency.
Well, last year they got started not only their new SWIFT type system for overnight financial transactions, cloned off ours, but last month they got the IMF actually authorized the yuan, gold backed by gold, as a currency that can receive what's called a special drawing right. So you're absolutely right. So your analysis there is prescient. Say that again. A yuan, gold-backed currency that will become the petro-currency.
A petro-yuan, which will be the equivalent of our dollar, which is the petrodollar, basically. It's backed by oil from Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
All those arrangements are disintegrating now. And if we are not the dominant world currency, you can kiss a whole lot of things goodbye.
Including America.
Yeah, we stand on two legs, one military, one financial. That would break the financial leg.
Yeah, and the military leg is waning. Because if the tax reform doesn't come in, we don't rebuild our military, we can't project power, and therefore peace, anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Amazing.
800-630-1492. Thank you for being a beacon of light, Dr. Bill.
I appreciate your amazing books. Thank you. Back next week with
a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.